Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
What is it that you're going to write about tomorrow, Margaret? Margaret Gray is with us.
Phil, I think something very positive can come out of this Chandra Levy situation. Phil, this family has suffered enough. And I really think it's time that we begin to take a look at some very positive possibilities. The Condits have been through so much. Gary and Carolyn, who were interviewed...
Well, the Condits have been through a lot. What about the Levies?
The Levies have as well. You're absolutely right. Yes. And what I am saying is, let's look at the very exciting possibility and the very, I think, heart-gladdening possibility that Chandra died from causes other than murder. I think it's possible that she wasn't killed.
Now, how is that? How do you come to that conclusion? Where do you...
It's simple, if you let me walk you through it.
Go ahead.
A young woman leaves her apartment. She walks. She walks to a park that she's walked to many times before. She knows she'll be leaving Washington, D.C. very soon, and she wants to say goodbye to an old friend. A beautiful park that was her home, where she would read, where she would walk, where she would relax. She wanders into the park, perhaps to a favorite old tree, and she lies down with a good book. And what happens to many of us, Phil, when we lie down in a beautiful green pastoral setting, oftentimes we fall asleep. Now, you're following me?
I'm following you.
Something could have hit her. And I'm not saying a human being. I mean something by pure chance. That part of Washington, D.C. is populated by a species of pine tree that produces a pine cone, Phil.
Come on, Margaret.
No, listen to me. That produces a pine cone that is the size of a basketball. She goes to sleep. A pine cone falls, breaks her head open. She's dead. As simple as that. Because of the changing weather, because of the remoteness of where she was, no one finds the body until, alas, too late. Because of the leaves that sweep through the area, the winter, the animals, naturally, the area becomes disturbed. But nothing more than a pine cone. This is a family, Phil, that has wanted answers. They have wanted answers for so long. America has bled with this family. And now the Condits can have some peace.
You know, you keep saying the Condits can have some peace.
And the Levy family. And them, too. I was going to say that, but you won't give me the opportunity. And
no, you're leading off. All right, so the Levies can have some peace. Go ahead.
You mentioned the who?
The Levies.
Yes, they and the Condits can have some peace. Now, here's what I'm trying to say. I spoke, and I want to get my notes on this, Phil, because it's very, very important. Gary and Carolyn, by the way, Phil, I was the first one to break this story about this young girl, Levy Lee, being missing.
And you know, you know Gary and Carolyn Condit's first name. What is the first names of the Levies?
Mr. and Mrs. Isn't it?
It's not Mr. and Mrs. What's the first name of the Levies?
Phil, I have them in my notes. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know Gary and Carolyn Condit, but you don't know the Levies.
Well, if you're intimating that I have some favoritism.
Well, no. What's their name?
Roger and... I don't have it. I broke this story, and naturally I was concentrating a lot on the Condit connection. It's Roger and someone, isn't it?
Roger. It's Robert and Marilyn. And, Susan.
Oh, so you don't know.
You're the reporter, okay?
It's Robert and who?
Susan!
Phil, I am here with news that is good. I am here to try and tell people that we can put aside the idea that this poor girl died from a murder. The Chandra Levy, Phil, could have been struck. I'm sorry, I have to go back. When you say Robert and Susan, who are you talking
about? The Levies.
That's right.
You don't know Robert and Susan Levy.
Yes, I do, Phil, but you took it out of context. I didn't know who you were talking about.
Robert and Susan Levy.
Yes, I know who they are, yes.
Okay, who are they?
They are the parents of Chandra Levy.
Well, great. I mean, look at...
Your sarcasm, Phil.
I'm trying to determine now, Margaret, if what... I'm trying to determine here what it is you're saying, that Chandra Levy was not murdered.
I think it's a very high probability that she wasn't. Now, I spoke with, and I want to get my notes.
Well, hold on for a minute while you're getting your notes. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray believes it's possible that Chandra Levy was not murdered. That she was hit by a pine cone?
I think, listen to me, Donald Carling...
Well, you mentioned a pine cone.
I mentioned that only because the pine cones that grow on those trees are enormous. And no, ask anyone that grew up in the Pacific Northeast, or the Pacific Northwest, or in the very forested regions. Now, Donald Carling, do you know this name?
No.
He is the preeminent astronomer at Hamlin Observatory in San Diego. He said, it is very possible that with meteor showers hitting the Earth's atmosphere every single day, a small meteor...
Margaret, please.
Allow me to finish, please. A small meteor could have hit her. A lightning strike. Why do you think the shoes were found so far away? Because when you're struck by lightning, you're blown out of your shoes, literally. A pine cone or a very, very large apple. We are talking about...
A pine cone, a large apple, a meteor, or what else?
You know, Phil, I can hear the tone.
Or what else?
Or a lightning strike.
Or a lightning strike.
Phil, we are talking about a family that wants answers. A family that has suffered so very, very deeply. Gary and Carolyn, their children, have looked at this situation. They've seen their father accused of murder. They've seen their mother having to deal with this... The slander on Law and Order.
Once again, we're back on Gary and Carolyn Condit. What about the Levies?
Yes, the Levies as well. Yes, yes, absolutely. They have too.
They have what?
They have as well.
As well what?
They have suffered as well. I'm trying to collect my thoughts because you are being very overbearing. I'm trying to get out...
All right, get out everything that you're saying. I just... Margaret, do you understand that...
No, I understand what you're doing is interrupting me an awful lot, Phil. Now, I'm trying to tell you that I have no less an authority than Dr. Donald Carling, an astronomer, who said that it's possible Chandra was hit by a meteor. I'm saying...
Well, you can say anything that you want. It's just that every time you mention the what's happening here, you mention the Condits.
Well, don't you think they've suffered, too? In other words, the Condits haven't suffered. Is that right?
I'm not saying that at all. I believe that their wife, the children...
And what about Gary?
Oh, it's Gary, huh?
Yes, Gary Condit. What about him? Has he suffered?
Yeah, I bet you he has suffered. I bet you he's been sweating bullets. I'll bet you he's suffered. Okay.
All right. Then let's move on.
And what about the Levies?
I'm sorry, Phil. Is it...
The people who were the parents...
I'm sorry, yes. They have.
They've suffered.
Yes, they have. The Levies have definitely. I would imagine that they have. I mean, I don't want to read their mind, but I would imagine...
Well, would you imagine that losing your daughter...
But I'm thinking of Gary and Carolyn, Phil. When I think of Gary and Carolyn, I see the emaciated look on her face. I look at Gary and everything he's done for that district, and I think, oh, my God, they are going to... This is going to be a high-tech lynching. So that's what makes me feel bad. But when you ask me about the others, the other ones, yes, you're right.
The other ones being Robert.
Robert.
And?
And Susan.
And Susan who?
Oh, God. Levies.
Right.
Your overbearing attitude, Phil.
Margaret, I am not the one that has to be reminded of the names of the parents of the girl who is the very victim in this thing.
Here is a man whose career is over. Gary's career is over. And you keep... What? Obviously, the Roger and Susan have... They're also not doing well. But let's not forget Gary and Carolyn Condit and everything they've done for that district. But let's also remember as well the people that you mentioned. Hello?
Yeah, the people that I mentioned.
Robert and Susan Levi, Levy.
America is feeling the Condit's pain, huh?
Oh, my God, yes.
But what about the Levy's pain? Is America feeling that pain?
Is America feeling what? I'm sorry. Phil, I had to answer the door.
Is America feeling the pain of the Levy's?
You bet. You bet.
Why do I get the feeling that you're thinking more about poor Gary Condit than you are about the Levies? I mean, the Levy. See, you got me saying it. The name is Levy.
It's, yes. I've been mispronouncing it, Phil. I've been on the run. I've been in an airplane for the last 2 days. All right,
Levies.
Levies, yes. And what was your question?
What about their pain? Isn't it way, way, way worse than the Condit's pain?
I think that's what you make a very good, if you want to interpret it that way.
No, see, you'll talk to me about the Condit's pain.
Well, it's obvious they're in such pain. And it's obvious. Look at Gary's face. So handsome at one time. Now drawn and withdrawn. And
look at the face of the Condits. I mean, of the I can't even pronounce their name now.
The Levies.
The Levies.
You're saying they're feeling pain too?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right. I'll go with that.
You know, newspaper writers, 1-800-449-8686, having our weekly debate here with Margaret Gray. Tonight, she's talking about the pain that the Condit family is in, not knowing what the next step will be in this investigation into the murder of Chandra Levy. And I keep pointing out to her it isn't so much the pain that the Condit family is in as the pain that the Levy family is in. And she's been mispronouncing the name. Would you get with her and tell her it's Levy? 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. She's mispronouncing the name so much that I can't remember the pronunciation myself. Now, among other things, she's also claiming that it's possible Chandra Levy did not die by way of a homicide. She could have been either hit by a meteor, been struck by lightning, had a large apple or a pine cone fall on her, or what was the other thing? I think there was something else there. Huh? I think that was it. All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
So, Margaret, you believe that the idea that Chandra Levy is not was not murdered is one that hasn't been proffered.
I think, Phil, it is an absolutely... You see, I broke the Chandra Levy case. I'm the one, was the first person to report on this. And I said at that time, I don't know that she was murdered so much as it could have been an accident. See, I'm a member of the media, but more than that, Phil, I've been around celebrities, and I've been around high-profile cases like these. I've got a nose for these things, and I can tell you right now, I don't think she was murdered. I just got an intuition, a hunch, that something fell on her.
Well, like a large apple or...
Well, I don't know.
You said a large apple or a pine cone. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Lori, go ahead.
Yes, listening to this reporter, I'm just shocked and appalled that she would even have an idea or a thought that Chandra Levy was killed by a pine cone or an apple.
That is the most unreasonable, unlogical thought I have ever heard. Why?
And it remains to be seen how she was killed.
Or how she died.
But I just cannot believe you would have even the audacity to go on the air and say it was a pine cone.
Because the pine cones that grow on the trees in that park tend to be very large.
What did you say? The size of a basketball?
Yes. They are very large. They're not the regular pine cones that we're familiar with.
How many other people have been killed by these pine cones or apples falling from the sky?
Well, let me ask you something. Have you heard of spontaneous combustion where people just explode?
Well, of course, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about Chandra Levy, who...
Well, what's your theory then, Lori? What's your theory?
My opinion is I think she was murdered.
That is bullcrap.
Well, why is that bullcrap any more than
a pine cone or an apple? Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you something. For me to have to explain it to you, I'm a reporter and a member of the media.
Oh, that's very obvious. You're very liberal.
Yes, I'm a reporter and a member of the media. And a family has suffered for a very long time.
And what's their name again?
You know something, Lori? If you want a radio show, get your own.
Well,
all right. 1-800-449-8686. What is the name of the family that has suffered?
The Levies.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, why are you being sarcastic?
Because you couldn't remember them. You keep saying that the Condits have suffered, that they've been going for a year, that they don't know what's happened, that they don't...
You've got a man whose career has been ruined by this fellow. We don't even know that he did anything wrong. Yes, the Levies are people who have lost a daughter, and I feel for them. I really do. I mean, one of the things that I feel for them for, and I shouldn't say this, but you know something, I'm going to go for it because I've made my career on being courageous. And I'm going to say it, Phil, and I frankly don't care what you think. I have a son, and I don't think he would be stupid enough to go into a park by himself.
Oh, so now what we're doing...
Phil...
No, wait a minute. Now what we're doing is we're saying that the Levies have got a daughter that was dumb enough to go into a park.
No, I feel sorry for them. I feel very sorry. My heart goes out to the Levies and what they've been doing. My heart goes out to them that they had a daughter that for some reason decided to go take a nap in a park at night. That's frightening.
How do you know what she decided to do?
Phil, I thank God that my son, Jason J. Delmonico, wouldn't be that stupid.
What?
I know they... You wouldn't be that stupid.
He wouldn't be that what?
Stupid.
Stupid. That's what I heard you say.
I don't think I did.
Yo, what did you say?
I'm glad that I've got a son who wouldn't do what Chandra Levy did and go into a park like an idiot.
Like a what? Like a what? Margaret, you are purposefully not...
Well, I'm not going to shout it out for the whole world to hear it.
You're on the radio right now. What the hell do you think is going to happen? People can turn their radios up.
Well, then let them turn their radios up. Go ahead, let them turn their radios up.
All right, everybody, turn your radios up as loud as you can. And you're going to have to whisper it.
I will, I'll whisper it.
Turn your radios up as loud as you can. Everybody out there right now, turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it all the way up. Okay, Margaret, what was the word?
That's what I think. And my boy, Jason J. Delmonico, would never do anything that stupid.
Didn't you tell me he was molested by a priest?
He did. That did happen to him, but at least he didn't get dead.
He didn't get dead. He got molested by a priest.
I didn't say that he was a genius. I said he's smart enough not to go and fall asleep under a tree where pine cones are the size of watermelons.
Instead, he went and got himself molested by a priest.
That's the part where he's stupid, yes. But, Phil, I want to say this, and I mean this without...
I think you have absolutely insulted the Levy family. You have insulted...
The who?
The Levy family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the parents of the girl that died, and you've been sitting here talking about the Condits and all the things that they've suffered. Don't you understand that you insult people's intelligence when you talk about a young lady being hit by a pine cone the size of a watermelon?
Phil, I am a reporter. I've been in the media for 32 years. I've nosed out many, many stories. I know. I know absolutely when we're getting our chain yanked. And I'll say it again. I think that any young woman that goes into a park and falls asleep under a tree...
Ain't too bright.
What?
Ain't too bright.
Ain't too bright.
Yes.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
What? What'd you say?
I said the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, okay.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, the voice of Margaret was performed by me, and the, you know, people think she's a real person. What do you want me to say? It's just the way the show works. Like on yesterday's show, David G. Hall, the vice president of syndication, was on our program talking about his theories concerning Gary Condit and how he could never have done it, and that's why he wanted people to call in and apologize for thinking that Gary Condit could have done it. First of all, Gary Condit couldn't have done it because he comes from rolling farm country. There's not a lot of trees, so Gary would be afraid to drag a body into trees. And by the way, how would he ever find his way back again? Here's David from yesterday's show.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Are you doing this for ratings?
Yeah, what?
I just can't even believe what is coming out of your mouth.
It's unbelievable, David, what you're saying here, okay?
Unbelievable.
Anybody of any intelligence...
Wait a minute. Are you talking to me? I'm telling you that Gary Condit...
Are you a scientist? No. You CSI is your favorite show? You are laughable. Laughable.
What did I say?
I'm cracking up in my kitchen at you. I think this is all for ratings.
Ma'am, I'm telling you that Gary Condit lost his job because you and all of your little talk show friends called all the shows to say that he was guilty of murder. That's a hell of a thing to accuse a man of.
Hold on. Well, maybe he was a bad congressman. Maybe he was the last person that ever had dealings with her.
The guy was in Congress for over 20 years.
Right there, he should be out. He spent too much time in there. Get a
real
job.
That's not up to you. That's not up to you. That's up to the people in this district, isn't it?
Well,
and they voted
the people
out,
in his district voted him out.
They had him there for 20 years until this Levy thing came up.
And he had an affair with her. That's a fact.
And the guy has to lose his job and go to prison because he had an affair with her?
Yes.
Come on.
No, you come on. CSI is my favorite show. He's afraid of the woods? Maybe he hired a moron to kill her. Did you ever think of that?
Lady, first of all, if you hire a moron to kill somebody, he's not going to cover up the evidence. He's going to be an idiot.
He didn't do a good job, did he?
Well, nothing of this thing traces it back to Gary Condit. So if he did hire somebody, the guy was a genius.
Well, there you go. Now you're contradicting yourself.
Exactly.
You said that the guy wouldn't have...
Please tell me you're doing this for ratings.
David, seriously. And not only that, but you asked me to apologize.
Because you were there... Am I doing it for ratings? I'm doing it for truth. You were there, Henry, with everybody else talking about how Condit's guilty. They ought to burn the guy. I heard you say they ought to burn the guy down.
Okay, please say one thing to me. Have they yet cleared him? No. How dare you come on the air and ask people to apologize?
Because of Henry and that Connie Ching and every last one of them, Gary Condit's rocking in a fetal position, sucking his thumb today, and he should have a job. Now, I've spent too much time talking to you. Are you going to say you're sorry or not?
Not for $1 million.
I asked you, David.
And you know what? I'll call you up when they find him guilty.
Oh, and you watch CSI, huh? So you don't know anything about that? The guy comes from rolling farm country.
Oh, my God! You're joking!
Wait a second.
I love climbing trees.
I beg your pardon?
I grew up in New York City, but you know what? I love to climb trees.
You know, guess what, Christina? There's a place called Central Park. Jesus.
Oh, you are out there, buddy. You are out there.
I'm out there.
Gary Condit wouldn't have dragged her body into the woods because he has a fear of trees.
And wild dogs, did the dogs bury her?
All right.
Did the dogs bury her? Who buried her?
I'm now going to ask you to apologize.
Did the dogs bury her?
She was under leaves. Leaves blow from the wind. They cover things. Now, I'm asking you to apologize,
no,
ma'am.
Never.
You're not going to apologize to me for laughing at me.
Never. I'm very sorry, but you are
so out there.
First of all,
can we ask you something? You grew up in the city, right?
Yeah.
If you went into the woods deep enough, would you ever be able to find your way out?
Oh, yeah, because I watch other shows besides CSI, and I know how to look for moss on trees and things like that.
What?
What has this got to do with anything?
Gary Condit comes from rolling farm country where there are no trees.
You know what?
He wouldn't have been able to find his way out.
I feel so bad that you have to work for a man that forces you to do something on the air like this. I apologize for
that. Yeah, you apologized.
Not for that. She's apologizing for you.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Letter yesterday to those of us here at our radio shows. Dear sir, I've been chosen to draft this letter on behalf of a number of your listeners. We all either own our own businesses, or we're top managers at our places of employment. We love the Phil Hendry Show. I would not be taking any time to write this if we did not feel passionate about what we're going to say. Let me start by asking the question, how did David Hall get to be a radio executive? I do wish you well. I'm just going to cut to the chase. I do wish you well, assuming that you lose the moronic boat anchor, otherwise known as David Hall. Otherwise, you will proceed without a growing number of truly offended, outraged listeners. Let's see, Mr. Hall. You watch CSI, and you know that Mr. Condit is scared of trees, and it all leads to the fact that Miss Levy was killed by punks or a pack of wild dogs. Sounds logical to us. We can't believe that you don't head up the FBI. Give us a break, you idiot. If I was Chandra's dad, I'd come looking for you. Signed, listener in Houston. I don't want to say his name. Well, I did the voice of David Hall in that bit. The real David Hall's a nice guy. That was me doing a phony voice. And now you know how we work the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, coming up, Larry King has a new column in the CNN website. It's called King's Things. And it's just as bad as the one that he wrote for USA Today. So what we're going to do is something kind of fun. We're going to take everything that he wrote in his column, King's Things, and we're going to say the opposite of what he intended, just to try to liven it up, make it interesting, make it something worth reading and not wiping down the garage floor of your armpits with. Coming up next on The Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Now, I'll tell you this because I know this for a fact. The Chandra Levy story, today is the last day. This is the last day of people having interest in it. And what do I mean by that? I mean that it's a two-day story. By that, I mean there's a new phase to it. They found this poor woman's remains. But from that point to now, that's how long anybody's interested in it. Tomorrow, it's going to be yesterday's news. I guarantee you. Anybody tries to rap about this tomorrow, they're dead meat, if you'll pardon the expression. Yesterday and today, that's it. Never again will we talk about it on this show. Now, Larry King, on the other hand, anyway, he's got a column called King's Things. I'm going to read his column, but I'm going to make it interesting. Believe me, I'm going to read it the opposite way it was intended. So whatever he says is in his column, I'll read it opposite of that. For instance, perfect drift running in this weekend's Belmont Stakes race ought to be turned into glue. Now, what do you think he said? The Palm Restaurant in downtown Los Angeles gave me botulism once, and their manager should be fired. Spider-Man sucks. Pedro Martinez is a bum, and he ought to go feed his gophers because all he ever does is give up home run balls pitching for the Red Sox, who suck too. Shaquille O'Neal is a slob. Bob Costas should be fired by NBC, and I hate baseball. Robin Williams is a lousy actor and isn't very funny in Insomnia, the new movie starring Al Pacino and Hilary Swank. The more I think of the film, the sicker I get to my stomach. Last Man Down by Richard Picciotti is a piece of crap book. Michael Starr's new biography of Art Carney blows. One of the ways that I get off is taking pistachio nuts and pushing them up my ass. And there you go. That's Larry King's column for today. Now, all you have to do is just read into that the opposite of what I was saying, and you'll know what it is that he digs. That's old Larry. He keeps getting paid to do those columns, which I think is phenomenal. I don't know who the guy is, you know, who the agent is. The cat used to write that column for USA Today. Remember that? It was, you know, I think I like the color pink best, dot, dot, dot. How come the sun rises in the east, dot, dot, dot? Call me crazy, but I like the Bible, dot, dot, dot. You know, well, now the USA Today, they fired him because they couldn't stand it any longer. And CNN, which, of course, is where he has his TV show, now they're printing a swill. Why? Is Larry bugging him? You don't get the TV show unless I get to write all that bullcrap. Yeah, where do babies come from, dot, dot, dot? Call me nuts, but I think Secretariat was a hell of a racehorse, dot, dot, dot. If you ask me, the 1927 Yankees had the best all-around lineup, dot, dot. You know, God, I can't just wait to read his column. It's filled with such revealing things. This is Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt, bowling shirt's available on our website. And all you have to do is go to philhenryshow.com and pick up the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. In fact, Ted's going to be on the show tomorrow talking about something. I don't know what it is. Some his usual line of BS. But pick up that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt and show you care. We come with those shirts in the small, the medium, the large, the extra large, and the extra, extra large sizes. $80 shipping handling. They're shipped within 2 to 4 weeks, so they'll get here in plenty of time for whatever imaginary birthday you're thinking about, okay? That's the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, available now on the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. Okay, our number is 1-800-449-8686. And they had an article in the paper today talking about where Bin Laden might be and what he might be doing right now. And is he dead and is he alive? And people ask me, you know, from time to time, like the lady called yesterday when we had that creep on who had the insider newsletter, that Bravo Psycho Ops newsletter. The guy turned out to be, you know, just psycho himself. And she said, well, is Bin Laden alive? And I was thinking about it this morning. I said, well, he's obviously not alive, and I'll tell you why. Because we keep talking about whether he's alive or not. Every cat that we ever talk about whether he's alive or not is always dead. Is always dead. Hitler. When I was a little kid, it was still being talked about, is Hitler alive? And they were doing specials on TV. He may be living down in South America, or he may be in a submarine that just continually circles the globe. He's dead. Jim Morrison, former lead singer of The Doors. He croaks in Paris, and there's this attitude out there that he's still alive somewhere. Some people take on legendary status. And when they take on legendary status, we will not let them die. We will not let them die. Say it again for me, Margaret. Okay, Margaret, are you there? Say it again.
We will not let them die.
Good. Same thing with Tupac Shakur. They think that guy's still alive. They figure he's down in Argentina with Hitler. And, of course, most recently and most tragically, Chandra Levy. She's got to be alive out there. She's hiding out. She's changed her identity. Her heart was so broken by Gary Condit. And I told you the story about that screenwriter. They finally found the guy's car out in the aqueduct. Guess what they were saying for the 3 years he was missing? He's changed his identity. He's hiding out somewhere. What do you find out? The guy's croaked. I mean, the poor man, you know. Same thing with Elvis. I know the World Weekly News is a joke sheet, but there's people that read it and believe it, folks. Hey, what am I saying? There's people that listen to this show and believe it. Here's somebody out there right now saying to his wife, you know, Chandra Levy could have been hit over the head with a large basketball-sized pine cone. So, what are we doing with Bin Laden? He's still alive. Well, the fact is, he's dead. Except for the first, and I got a few reasons why I think this. Except for the very first propaganda film that they released, you remember the ones of him sitting out there in the desert talking with those jackasses that are friends of his? You know, he hasn't commented on any current event. Every time they release one of those films, the guy never says anything about Daniel Pearl. He never says what the weather is like, where he's staying, how the room service is, nothing. It's just the same repeated crap. And every time he looks worse. Except for the most recent one where he looks better again. Because they're running out of stuff, so they got to go back. They got to recycle stuff to the old Bin Laden library. See, the guy only stands to win if he gives us definitive proof that he's alive. Because that would further frustrate us, and it would really jack up all the homeboys back there in Pakistan and Afghanistan and all the places where the Al-Qaeda's waiting for the big word for the big bearded one. Hey, what do we do next, baby? We're waiting for the big word. Okay, so if he could send them some message, fact is, he can't, because he's dead. But the number one reason is, everybody we ever thought was alive, or everyone that, everybody that we ever thought was alive is now croaked. I got a stinking hunch that Chris Pelton is alive. Am I right? No, He's croaked. I ain't seen him since he left for Vegas 3 days ago. Oh, here he is. Hi, Chris. 1-800-449-8686. And the reason why they keep dragging all of this old footage is to keep the morale up in the lines, you know, to try to recruit this propaganda. And the propaganda is just the kind of stuff the dumbasses that he recruits would eat up. Him sitting there on the ground, the same, you know, half-hour footage. So I can safely tell you today, that guy is cold, baby. Cold. And those other nutcases that they're interviewing, like the guys down in Guantanamo and this Abu Zabadi and everybody else, they're just, I think they're pulling stuff out of their ass, if you want my honest opinion. Not that they didn't have plans to blow up the Statue of Liberty. Not that they didn't have plans to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge or the Golden Gate Bridge. Not that they didn't have that in the pipeline. But I don't think that they have any effective way to execute this, because I think we put a definite crimp in their plans. I think the operation in Afghanistan did it. I think croaking bin Laden did it. I think they, you know, the money's been disrupted. This thing that just happened last week, this terror threat, this came from those guys down in Guantanamo, a few of the new guys that they've arrested, and that poor clown that's getting his head beaten in by the Pakistani police right now, that Abu Zabadi, or Zabaya, who knows, well, who cares? Let's just call him Asswipe. Shake Asswipe over there, and you know what? He ain't talking. Thomas, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
I'd like to comment on how you're saying how you think everyone's dead. Jim Morrison, like when he died, the only people who said they saw him was a coroner and his girlfriend at the time. So you don't.
No, that's not true.
Oh, it's not.
No, it's not.
Everyone.
Did you get that out of Danny Sugarman's book?
No.
Where'd you get that?
It was a, I don't know, it was a biography.
Tell me the internet.
No, it wasn't the internet. Well, then also Tupac Shakur, he's got this CD out now called Machiavelli. And Machiavelli, wasn't he in an
Yeah,
Italian
I know, it's code
general?
It's code for I'm Still Alive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a big Italian, and what do you want from me? So is Rocco Siffredi, he's a big Italian too, but that's another story.
That's true.
Okay. He don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Here's Dave on the Phil Henry Show. Dave?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. Phil?
Hey, man, just want to tell you, I got my shirt today.
You got your bowling shirt?
I got my bowling shirt. You got my money, I got the shirt, man.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Money.
How big are you? Did you get the extra large?
I'm a little skinny white boy, and I got the large.
Cool.
And it's great, man. It was an I Love Me gift. It was my own Father's Day for myself.
Beautiful.
You know? And,
oh, look at this. These are the guys I got listening to my show. They're giving themselves Father's Day gifts.
That's it. You know, we've got to be stingy. You know, what's the wife going to get me? A bleeding tire or something like that? Nah,
okay.
You know, I'll just go ahead and take care of myself.
Beautiful.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Phil.
Yes.
What porno do you lift your buffer music from?
What porno?
Yeah, porno music, man. You get your buffer music from.
It's some of the swill that Craig watches. I don't know what it is.
Dirty bastard.
It's white on black.
Take care, bud.
All right, man, thanks. Some white on white, black on white, white on black, light, very light bondage films. yeah, huh? Light cocoa. This guy, my engineer, is talking to me now about light bondage movies, and I was just kidding. Is that, oh, I know it, Butts Up in a Nun's Outfit. That's the one that he likes. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.